can't take this small part of Ukraine. So the idea that, oh, if we give him a tiny part of Ukraine, he's 70 years old, that he's going to turn into Adolf Hitler because we've appeased him, I just don't think that analogy applies.
He has nowhere, I mean, in a conventional military sense, Russia would get its butt handed to it if it triggered Article 5 under the NATO agreement we have. So I think that's an overblown concern. I don't think he's going to go beyond Ukraine. The issue is not, look, I want Ukraine to win. Clay wants Ukraine to win. We just don't want there to be nuclear weapons getting fired off in this process because no one's thinking about how to end this before that happens.
Yes. I want to thank, by the way, give a shout out. Yesterday I watched games here down in the Panhandle in Florida. My waiter, I watched games for 3.5 hours with my family. Loves this show, and he was absolutely phenomenal taking care of us. Says he calls in every now and then, never has gotten on the air. I get to meet a lot of our listeners, Buck, all over the place, but I want to give a shout out to him at Shade Sports Bar, watching NFL games with my kids. He was phenomenal. It's kind of a stand-in for so many of you out there that we get to meet on a regular basis. Thank you. Yeah. Uniformly, Buck, when we meet our listeners, they
are people
just amazing.
Are awesome. They're awesome.
They really are.
They're patriots. They're kind. They're cool. They come from fascinating backgrounds. And we are honored that you spend your time during the day listening to us live on radio or a podcast on demand. So, team, we're grateful for you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Our government's addicted to spending, and that reckless spending is driving up costs on everything for your family. It's not right and it's not fair, but you don't have to be a victim. There are things you can do right now to lower your monthly expenses and mitigate the impact of inflation.
Step one, switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. On America's most reliable 5G network, you don't have to sacrifice coverage to save a fortune every single month.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, I know how much you pay. Pure Talk will give you unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. That's real money that can go towards groceries or gas, and Pure Talk has never raised rates.
Dial #250 and say Clay and Buck. You'll save 50% off your first month. Enjoy superior coverage and save money. Just dial #250 and say Clay and Buck to switch to the cell service we're on, Pure Talk. That's #250, say Clay and Buck. A year ago, there was not a bad investment to make. The stock market was still showing growth. The housing market was on fire. Cryptocurrency was something you were flirting with, maybe. What a difference a year makes. The bubble may have burst on not just one of those investment angles, but all of them. I mean, who knows? But what I do know is that gold and silver may turn out to be the safest, most reliable investment there is. Certainly over time, that's been proven, particularly when markets are volatile. I find value in purchasing real gold. Gold is good. Gold is solid. And gold is the key to making sure your investments are on solid footing. I rely on the Oxford Gold Group for my gold purchases. They're the industry leader for so many reasons, starting with their advice and the best pricing guarantees. Call them yourselves to diversify your portfolio. Call the Oxford Gold Group today and request your free precious metals investment guide toll-free at 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Las Vegas, you deserve more. And with United Healthcare, you'll get more. Annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. So call United Healthcare today. Whether you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time or looking to change your coverage during the annual enrollment period, with United Healthcare, it's easier than ever to get more for your Medicare dollar. With great benefits like $0 copays on covered prescriptions, $0 copays on primary care, $3,000 toward covered dental services, and much more. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, Las Vegas. So speak to a licensed sales agent today. They'll help you find a plan with more benefits. A Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Just call 1-888-CALL-UHC. That's 1-888-CALL-UHC. That number again, 1-888-CALL-UHC.
Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan, area, limitations,
live
and
from the South Point
apply.
Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studio
from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen joins an international chorus of criticism and condemnation following the Russian missile attacks across Ukraine.
I am shocked and appalled by the vicious attack on Kiev and other Ukrainian cities. Russia once again has shown to the world what it stands for. It is terror and brutality. Those who are responsible have to be held accountable.
The lethal barrage early today against multiple cities killed at least 11 people. Also at townhall.com, New York Congressman and Republican candidate for Governor Lee Zeldin says his family is safe after two teenagers were shot outside his Long Island home. Zeldin says police told him the shooting was random and not connected to him or his family.
What we have been told from the Suffolk County Police Department is that the answer their belief is that the answer is no.
He and his wife were not at home at the time of the shooting, but his teenage daughters were and heard gunshots and screaming. Workers at the site of a major complex of refineries crucial for Iran's massive offshore natural gas field, protesting over the death of a 22-year-old Mahsa Amini.
The demonstrations at Asilawaya mark the first time the unrest surrounding Amini's death has threatened the coffers of Iran's oil and gas industry. While it remains unclear if other workers will follow, the protests come as demonstrations rage on in cities, towns and villages. Activists say at the beginning of this week, the sound of apparent gunshots and explosions have echoed through the streets of a city in western Iran, while security forces reportedly killed one man in a nearby village. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 31 points, the Nasdaq off 82. More at townhall.com.
These are tough times for everyone, so dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-549-8866. That's 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. Wesley Financial Group is not a...
Hey, have you heard the latest Steve Sisolak scandal?
You mean the cover-up and federal investigation about that COVID testing scandal?
That one's all over the news, but no, there's another one. He's hooked up with our county commissioner, Justin Jones, on this one. Sisolak traded his vote for a political favor, and the deal was orchestrated by Justin Jones. Now the whole scam is in court.
Sounds like two dirty politicians, if you ask me.
Yep. And Jones was caught trying to destroy the evidence about the Sisolak scandal.
Of course he was.
This is the same guy who had a judge say he tried to deceive the court and said Jones had serious violations of candor.
Sisolak and Jones, what a pair.
Justin Jones is up for re-election this November. Can't imagine why anyone would vote for this guy.
Won't be getting my vote.
Mine either. Paid for by Stronger Nevada PAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. One person is dead and two others are injured after getting into a crash while fleeing from officers early this morning, according to the Las Vegas Metro Police Department. During their investigation, the officers saw a vehicle with three people inside. The vehicle drove away from the officers and at some point crashed near Lake Mead and Rainbow Boulevard. No other vehicles were involved in that collision, and there's no further details provided. One of the suspects was pronounced dead at the scene. and the two others were taken to a local hospital. The extent of those injuries is yet unknown. Hundreds of school kids have been injured while biking or walking near Las Vegas public schools, but parents are not aware of most of the incidents. A Las Vegas Review-Journal analysis of the state crash data from 2015 to 2019 shows more than 340 school-aged children were injured, at least 30 seriously and 4 fatally, within a quarter mile of a Clark County School District campus during the hours just before and after school. But the school district records show only 19 students were injured during that same period. School district officials say it's not their responsibility to keep track of injuries and deaths.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Yeah, you might be diligent and watch for possible police activity in that area around Lake Mead and Rainbow. Also, you're going to be tapping the brakes on the Southern Beltway 215 westbound. That's at Gillespie, and only one lane is available as you transition from 215 west to 15 north.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, October 10th. We are now 29 days away from Election Day, 12 days away from early voting, and the entire state is abuzz after an amazing, amazing rally for Donald J. Trump up in Minden in northern Nevada. It was an incredible, incredible night. The weather was great, big crowd, great speakers, it was really, really good. Victor Jakes joins us every Monday, and I want to get his assessment. All we know is that the Democrats keep talking about abortion, 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 and Republicans keep making gains in the state in race after race after race. What do you make? First of all, did you see any of the rally Saturday night in Minden? If you did, your thoughts on it?
Well, I saw the coverage. I didn't see it, but obviously, you know, former President Trump can still draw a crowd, and I've seen some stuff on Twitter about the folks who are lining up, like 8-10 hours in advance of the rally, that was pretty incredible. So, you know, the hope is that this really enthuses Republican voters and boosts Laxalt and Lombardo. And gets those voters out to the polls and runs up their numbers.
Democrats are looking for an issue, any issue. Abortion has not resonated. It has not moved the needle the way they thought it would here in the state. I guess my question is Trump maybe a potential issue? And was this a smart political move or a not so smart political move, bringing the former president to Minden?
I think there was downside. I mean, the upside is he's obviously wildly popular among the Republican base. He drew a huge crowd. He's got people there thinking about the election. And so those are, you know, kind of all the obvious upsides, and they're real upsides, and I don't want to take those away. But, you know, the counterpoint is that, you know, there's a lot of people who love Trump, and there's a lot of people who really dislike Trump. And if you had to guess in Nevada, you'd say there's more people in Nevada who dislike him than like him. And Republicans, you know, in contrast, are doing well. I think they let Laxalt Lombardo have the lead in the race for Senate and governor's race. The national environment's very good for Republicans. And so the counterpoint is, you know, if things are going well, you kind of don't want to rock the boat with the variable. And, you know, Trump is the, you know, probably the most high profile wild card in American politics. And, you know, it seems like, you know, there didn't seem to be kind of the moment that there was when he came in, it was June. And, you know, he talked about how Las Vegas was a cesspool of crime with Lombardo sitting right there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think he did a little bit better in kind of aiming his fire at the Democrats. And so I think, you know, that's kind of dodging a bullet, but we'll see. I mean, obviously Democrats would love for this election to be about Donald Trump, because the other issues, you know, the gas prices, the inflation, the economy, the crime, the immigration, those are not in their favor. And so they are desperate to change the subject, and we'll see if they're able to be successful at that.
We are 12 days away from early voting. Who early votes?
You know, it's going to be really interesting this year. Normally, pre-2020, you know, early voting numbers were a pretty reliable statistic on how the voting was going to go. And, you know, if there was, I remember in 14 when Republicans had the huge year, I mean, they were outvoting Democrats in Clark County, which, I mean, just never happens, in, at least in recent memory. And you just knew, well, okay, this is going to be a massive Republican year. And, you know, how massive turned out to be a surprise to, I think, almost everybody. But now you've got the, you know, the universal mail ballots, where they're mailing ballots to everyone. And you saw this in the primary. You saw a very distinct breakdown in how people are returning their ballots by party. And so Democrats are much more likely to use the mail and to mail in their ballots. And Republicans are much more likely to vote in person. And so it's going to be hard. I think if you see Republicans, you know, doing better in early voting numbers, you can't just say, oh, you know, Republicans are going to do great. You have to say, well, what are the mail ballot numbers? And I do think Election Day turnout generally favors Republicans. I really think it's going to favor Republicans this year. And it's just, you know, is it going to be enough to overcome the mail ballots?
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I always ask myself the question, who is it that's actually going to be voting in early voting versus the mail-in ballot versus the actually going to the polls on Election Day? Is it still true that Republicans like to vote on Election Day?
I mean, they're more likely to vote than Democrats on Election Day, but there's going to be plenty of, you know, people who vote early. I would guess the majority of the ballots are cast. I mean, well over majority of the ballots are cast either through early voting or through mail voting. And so but if you just say which party is more likely to turn out on Election Day, it's going to be Republicans, but that's not going to be 75% of the vote. You know, it might be 35% of the vote.
One of the things that all you have to do is turn on your TV or your radio, and you can hear and see all of these ads about abortion, 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 abortion. Every Republican candidate is being painted with the same brush. And you wrote about the euphemisms for abortion. I was fascinated by your column over the weekend. Can you talk a little bit about what it was about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just it's interesting when you, obviously, as you said, there's all these ads about abortion and all these people talking about abortion, and then you know, as you see enough of it, you realize, you know, they don't really talk about a lot about the details of abortion. And, you know, I think the reason is that if you do that, then the argument falls apart. You know, Representative Titus tweeted recently, my opponent says he wants his children and grandchildren to grow up with the same freedoms and opportunities that we had. I guess reproductive freedom, which was in place for decades, isn't included. And it's like, well, you know, once you add in the details here, like my opponent wants his children and grandchildren to grow up with the same freedoms we had. I guess the ability of his children to kill his grandchildren isn't included. It's like,
ooh.
Oh, yeah. Those that makes sense, because you see, your grandchildren don't grow up if they get killed. Let's see. Susie Lee said, I'm a mother, a lifelong advocate for children, and a defender of a woman's right to choose, you know. And so it's just, Yeah, I'm a mother, a lifelong advocate for children, and a defender of abortionists ripping preborn babies apart limb by limb. You know, it's hard to say you're an advocate for children when you also advocate for, you know, the killing of children. So, you know, that's what you'll see. It's all euphemisms. It's very little of the details because the details aren't pleasant.
I saw one ad, and I think it was an anti-Sam Peters ad, where he called, folks that do abortions killers. And I'm seeing this on every ad. I mean, it's Mark Robertson. It's on Sam Peters. It's on Adam Laxalt, the governor's race. Everybody, all of the Democrat ads all talk about how these people are calling these people killers. Do we need to fight back? Do we need to fight against that argument? I mean, we're just letting it go unchallenged.
Well, yeah, I do wish Republicans were a little more proactive in asserting the pro-life position when asked. What's happening is that the issue environment is so good for Republicans in terms of the economy, in terms of, you know, immigration, crime, inflation, gas prices, that they don't want to talk about it because it's not, you know, politically just not a good issue. I mean, Nevada is generally a pro-abortion state. At least somewhat, you know, and so their strategy is, look, you know, it's settled here. I can't do anything about it anyway, so I don't want to talk about it. And, you know, I want to talk about all these issues that people actually care more about and are better, you know, politically for Republicans. And so it's an understandable political move. You know, I do think there is room for saying, you know, look, this is why I'm pro-life, because life begins at conception, because, you know, babies have a heartbeat at 6 weeks and we don't want to end innocent human life. But I understand, you know, what the law is in Nevada, and I can't change the law. And, you know, if the voters want to change the law, then the voters can change the law. You know, so I think there's a way to make a pro-life case and talk about why you are pro-life while also acknowledging that, you know, look, you can't change it here, at least not very easily and not directly. And, you know, but politically, the reason they're avoiding it is because they're, you know, obviously trying to win election, not change hearts and minds necessarily.
That is a great point. More coming up with Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. Stay where you are. Don't touch that dial as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Everybody grab your surfboard and head to the beach.
Vacation is here.
Back by popular demand, the showroom at South Point presents that surfer dude who's been surfing and singing for decades, Frankie Avalon, October 14th to the 16th. Tickets to the box office online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone 702-797-8055. Get your tickets now as this show is selling out fast.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872. celebrating 85 Layuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
John was such a wonderful student. I miss having him in class. John and I used to study together every week. I hope he's okay.
I love playing hooky with John. I really miss him.
When someone is struggling, they often distance themselves from others. If you or someone you know needs help, visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to navigate to resources or connect with a resilience ambassador. You are not alone.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
On this Monday, October 10th, it's Columbus Day. Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Can we still call it Columbus Day, or is it now Indigenous Peoples Day or something else, Save the Whales Day?
Well, there is certainly an effort to take away Columbus Day. You know, only the achievement that led to the United States of America, the greatest country in the history of the world, you know, but... Anyway, I mean, the left has had a sustained war on heroes of America and heroes of the West, and Columbus is certainly one of them that they've been attacking.
I want to ask you, and want to take you back to our last segment, because I want to be clear on this. The abortion issue is all over the Democrat ads. It's in every ad. I don't care whether it's Dog Catcher or anywhere near the top of the ticket. My question is abortion moving the needle? I know you look at a lot of polls. Is it moving the needle?
I don't think so. I mean, I guess I would say that, you know, for the people who it's going to motivate, it's already motivated them. You know, I don't think there are people out there who are wondering, you know, what's the position that these different candidates have on abortion, because that's really important to me. So I think really what's happening is the Democrats are using it to try and drive up turnout. I think it's, you know, not so much an appeal to the middle as it is just, you know, scare as many Democrats as you can to getting, you know, to getting to the voting booth or mailing back their ballot. And you look at the polls, I mean, it's somewhere around, you know, 14% of people think it's the most important issue. And the, you know, you look at the economy, it's something like 50%, you know. And once you add in all the other things. So I don't think it's a top issue. I think, you know, voters are much more interested in inflation and crime and immigration. But, you know, it's the best issue politically for Democrats. And so they've just been beating it to death. And I think it's ultimately going to leave them a little disappointed.
I'm not sure if you're a gambling man, but this is Vegas, and we do make bets on just about everything. What are the odds that that Biden or Kamala Harris will make it to Nevada to stump for one of these candidates?
Oh, zero. I mean, I would be stunned. I mean,